Cause I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith. Centre Victoria's Gold, George Michael, Faith, 17 to 9. Time to talk all things motoring. Our motoring expert is, of course, Brian Reid. He's on the line with thanks to Perro's Automotive Paints, Breen Street, Bendigo. Morning, Brian. How are you going?
Going very well, thanks, Sean.
And, of course, this weekend is historic Sandown. I know you were there yesterday and you're back there this morning.
What? Yes, I'm here already, bright and early, and sitting up in the commentary box, actually, and, to get some peace and quiet.
Oh, good. What can motoring fans expect to see this weekend?
Well, it's going to be an action-packed program. A great day yesterday, even though it was an unofficial day, but we've got just on 40 races ahead of us over the next 2 days. It'll get underway very shortly, 9 o'clock. The cars taking part in the regularity run will be out on the track first this morning, and I'm looking out across the horse racing track, actually, over to the Dandenong Road side, and they're expecting 750 delectable display cars up there, and there's already quite a gathering I can see from here. And all up, there's going to be about 1,000 display cars, as well as the race program itself. So something for everyone. The great trade areas here, and we've got autograph sessions with some of the greats of the sport from yesteryear, and it all gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning.
Are you signing any autographs yourself?
No, I'm organising it. there's some real greats here.
There was plenty of fireworks last weekend at the Mexican Grand Prix. It was, of course, yes. Hamilton, Rosberg and Daniel Ricciardo claimed third spot eventually. What was the wash-up?
Well, one of the greatest whingers in Formula One, Sebastian Vettel, escaped punishment for what was quoted as his expletive-laden outburst at the Grand Prix director, Charlie Whiting. The Ferrari driver swore repeatedly over the radio at Whiting and Red Bull driver Max Verstappen in the closing stages of last weekend's race. And really, his language and poor sportsmanship overshadowed Lewis Hamilton's win in the last Grand Prix, which saw the Mercedes driver narrow the gap to his teammate Nico Rosberg, and there's just two races to go, one in Brazil and one in Abu Dhabi. But Vettel crossed the line in third place, was later demoted to fifth for his outburst, and that elevated Daniel Ricciardo up to third. So that's another podium finish for the popular Aussie. So Hamilton now trails Rosberg by just 19 points, Sean, and he can't really be discounted from taking his fourth world championship. Brazil, the next one's going to be a very critical race. And meanwhile, Vettel better button up as he faces the possibility of further disciplinary action.
In the World Superbikes, Jonathan Rea is a superstar in the sport. He's claimed back-to-back crowns last weekend.
Yes, that was a terrific effort. North Island's Jonathan Rea joined a very select group, actually, by winning his second successive World Superbike Championship title aboard his all-conquering Kawasaki. The final round at Qatar was won by Chas Davies for Ducati, but Rea, he had to only score 2 points for the weekend, and he soon sorted that out, the unneeded two to clinch the title. In the second race, he buttoned off in the final stages to allow his teammate Tom Sykes to move up into second place, and that enabled Sykes to finish second in the championship, so it was a resounding 1-2 victory for Kawasaki. Australia had a couple of competitors in the World Superbikes. Joss Brooks finished 14th for BMW, and Anthony West was 17th on his Kawasaki. But if you've got your 2017 diary already, I'd be marking in Phillip Island for the opening round of the World Superbikes next season, February the 24th to the 26th. It'll be a ripper.
The Malaysian MotoGP saw the ninth different winner of the season. The winner's surname I can't pronounce, but I'm sure you can, Brian.
Well, it's been an amazing MotoGP season. Andrea Dovizioso.
Easy for you to say.
Ninth different rider to win a Grand Prix in 1 year. That's never happened before. Just shows how competitive and unpredictable MotoGP racing is. It was run in terrible conditions at Sepang last weekend, and for the Italian rider, it was his first win in 7 years. The result was also a good boost for the Italian Ducati team, which has been showing improved form against the likes of Honda and Yamaha as the season's progressed. But like in other races, there were plenty of spills. The already crowned world champion, Marc Marquez, he came off again, as he did at Phillip Island, the second fall in two races, gathered himself up and the bike and got back on it and finished 11th. Others in the leading group to come off were Andrea Iannone, and that was his first ride after suffering vertebrae damage at Misano, so he'll be still pretty sore. And Cal Crutchlow, the winner of the Australian MotoGP down at the island, all in quick succession. Australia's Jack Miller rode a steady, controlled race and finished eighth, and he scored some valuable points. One race to go, Sean, and that'll be Valencia, Spain, to end a bruising MotoGP season.
We can squeeze in a couple of quick items. The V8 supercars, are they in New Zealand this weekend?
Yes, they are. They're at Pukekohe, actually, and Kiwi Shane Van Gisbergen has his sights set on his first V8 supercar title. He currently leads the championship by 148 points. Sounds a lot, but it's only a bit of a very narrow lead, actually, and with just six races to go, three in New Zealand this weekend. And he's going to come up against some pretty stiff opposition. I think there are a lot of fellas out there that like to see him knocked off in this race, but he's the form driver, and good luck to him. He's a tough competitor. He's ruffled the feathers of a few of the other V8 drivers, but he's unfazed by their threats of retaliation in the penultimate round this weekend. So he's poised to take the title for the Red Bull team, and he'll have a psychological advantage, of course, racing for the title in front of his home crowd at Pukekohe Raceway.
I've given you about 10 seconds to tell me about the World Endurance Championship, Brian.
Yes, very quickly, the Shanghai this weekend, the six-hour race there, and early news from practice has Mark Webber the quickest in the Porsche 919 hybrid. Mark's illustrious career is almost at an end. Let's hope he can finish it with a win today or tomorrow in the Shanghai race.
That was Brian Reid talking motoring with thanks to Perro's Automotive Paints, Breen Street, Bendigo. Thanks, Brian. Enjoy historic Sandown. We'll talk next Saturday morning.
Good on you. Looking forward to Sandown and hoping to meet lots of Bendigo and Central Victoria people down here at Sandown.